Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Did I say my name right there? Bob Enyart? Bob? You know, sometimes as a radio personality, you need to be able to pronounce your last name. And some people, we say, call 800-8-ENYART, and they say, how do you spell that, Enyart? It's easy. E-N-Y-A-R-T. Bob Enyart. Enyart. I could say it, I think. Well, not everyone could say it. There was another talk show that elsewhere in the country, in California, that aired a debate I was involved with back in North Carolina a year ago. And so we just got a little clip of the host of that show trying to pronounce my name, right? Let's hear it.
And another pastor by the name of Bob Enyart, Enyart, E-N-Y-R-A-T, who is the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And he's having a conversation with Bob Enyart, Pastor Bob Enyart, who's the pastor of Denver Bible Church in Denver, Colorado. Bob Enyart, Enyart.
That's too funny. Okay, so people do struggle with that at times. And it's simple, Enyart, E-N-Y-A-R-T, T, yard, like with a D, but this is yart with a T. So E-N-Yart, Enyart, Bob Enyart. Okay. Our kids, when we go to a park or we travel on vacation, and there'll be signs, places, it'll say, no tree climbing, or no swimming, or no wading. No wading, like W-A-D, no wading. Like, why can't you wade, you know? What's going to happen? A meteorite come through the sky and hit you if you start wading? So we always tell our kids the same thing. When there's fun things, kids should be able to climb trees. That's just part of being a kid. We always tell our kids that when there are these signs that kids can't do fun kid things, we say there are too many liberals, and there are too many lawyers. Too many lawyers is what results in kids not being allowed to do fun kid things. So there's an article out in the Omaha World Herald that the city of Omaha, of all places, is banning, guess what they ban? This reminds me in, was it Detroit? Where there was a shooting of a kid walking to school. A first grader got shot. At a housing tenement, you know, at all these public housing high rises. And the kid got shot from someone in a bedroom, from a bedroom window on the first floor. So you'll never guess what they did. They banned living in first floor apartments. That's what they did. The local housing authority, arm of the federal HUD or whatever, housing authority. It was bizarre. So here, Omaha. I remember in Chicago, kids would spray paint, right? Graffiti. So for some time, they banned spray paint. So people would smuggle spray paint into the city. I remember one city banned super soakers. It's just so bizarre. So now Omaha is banning sledding. You know, a sleigh ride on a snowy hill. You get on a sled and you go down the hill. You say, "Wee!" The kids love it. One of the greatest joys of being a kid is sleigh riding. Omaha is banning sledding at the Zerinsky and Cunningham Lake Dams, which are both popular sledding spots. It is also banning ice skating and ice fishing on frozen ponds and lagoons in city parks. The move is in response to a court decision that resulted in public entities being liable for injuries that occur at public parks and other recreation facilities. That's just a shame. That's just the shame that thousands of kids can't go sleigh riding because there are too many liberals and too many lawyers. Too many liberals who don't know right from wrong, and too many lawyers willing to litigate anything if it means another paycheck. It's just gross. When I was young, friends of ours, the Scardatos, they had one young son. And, you know, some kids are more aggressive and other kids are less so. And this young guy, he was less so. We were out playing in his backyard. And we're climbing trees. And I remember, he was young. You know, I don't know what grade he was in, maybe third grade. I don't know. And he said he was sort of worried about climbing trees because he thought, you know, you could like get hurt. You could fall and break a leg or something, break an arm. So I remember saying to him that, look, how old are you? Do you have a mortgage? Are you married? What are your bills like? He said, I don't have any bills. I'm a kid. This is the best time in your life to break a leg. There will never be a better time than right now. So don't worry about breaking a leg. Just get up that tree and have a good time. And he did. And that was fun. And our kids, we let them climb trees and knock down, take logs and put them over streams and walk across streams and all the things that kids love to do unless they're timid. And sometimes timidity is instilled into kids and it shouldn't be, you know, unnecessarily so. There should be a respect for danger, of course, and risk, but generally, kids should not be overly fearful, of course. And so what we have not only is some parents that instill timidity in their kids, but millions of kids can't do fun things that kids for thousands of years have always done because there are too many lawyers. Too many lawyers. Boy, would I love to be able to rewrite the Constitution of America and the government would no longer recognize lawyers as any special status or role in government or in the criminal justice system. And that alone would go a long way to fixing the problems we have. Let's go to the phones. 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. In Colorado Springs, Emily, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, Emily. What's up?
Nothing much, really. I was wondering if you could help me with something.
All right.
See, my cousin, she believes in Benny Hinn and, like, the Trinity Hour, and she keeps getting in arguments with me.
Okay.
And then, like, saying, well, if you don't believe that Benny Hinn is, like, healing people, that you don't believe in God and you don't love God.
Oh, no, that's a terrible thing for her to say.
And then I'm trying to explain to her how Benny Hinn, he's not exactly true, but she just won't budge.
Yeah, right. Well, Emily, you're learning early in life that people get dug in and their opinions, and quite often they'll be irrational or they won't consider additional information. And so regarding this issue of Benny Hinn, the first thing you should really make clear to, this is your cousin,
mm-hmm.
is that you don't have to believe in Benny Hinn to be saved.
Right.
You have to believe in Jesus Christ.
Right.
So that's right off the bat. You should really make that clear and try to get her to agree with that.
I've been trying, but she's just like...
Well, don't you think she would agree that no one has to believe in Benny Hinn to be saved, but they have to believe in Jesus Christ? Don't you think she would agree with that?
Yeah, probably with that.
Okay, I would get her to agree with that before I went anywhere else.
Okay.
Because if she doesn't agree with that, then there's no sense talking about other details.
Right.
All right? Then regarding faith healing in general,
mm-hmm.
of course, there are millions of Christians who believe that these faith healers are healing people.
Right.
There are also millions of people who look at the faith healers and say it's mostly a big scam. They're not healing anyone. They're offering this huge promise for people who are sold out to God. And that normally means people who give a lot of money to the faith healers. You know, they have to put their seed in fertile soil, they tell them. And if you give to God freely, then God will give you. So, and then they'll tell a story. Somebody gave $1,000 and their wife was healed of cancer and so on.
Right.
So the sad thing is that faith healers are unable to, I'll give you some things that they cannot heal. They can't heal ingrown toenails. They can't heal liver spots. They can't heal acne. There, you know that there are many thousands of people all over America on organ donor waiting lists?
Mm-hmm.
Emily, you know about those lists where if somebody needs a kidney or who knows what, you know, some people need a heart or a lung or I don't know, all the organs that we do operations on now, we do transplants. And those people who desperately need new organs, many of them will die if they don't get the organs. The best of my knowledge, and I've been looking at this for many years, decades, no one on an organ donor waiting list was ever removed off of the list because they got healed.
Right.
People come off those lists either because they get the transplant or they die. That's it. And oftentimes there are children on those lists. You know, there are people born without limbs or they lose limbs in accidents.
Right.
These faith healers, they don't give people limbs. They don't heal people. And when I say they, I know that they say God is doing it through them. But the point really is God is not doing it through them.
Right.
He's just not. The healings that are claimed, you have atheist or cultist or Satanist who get better when they're ill. They recover. And for some people, a disease, even a serious disease like cancer, could go in remission. And they seem to get better. And so Christians who want to believe in a particular faith healer or a doctrine, they ignore the thousands of times when the sick person does not recover, and they put all their hope into the few times when somebody does recover.
Right. And I have been trying to, like, give her examples, like, for example, if Benny Hinn could actually have the power to heal, we would have brought my grandmother down there because she died of brain cancer.
Oh, yeah.
Or we would have brought my sister down there because she has the mental retardation.
Oh, Emily, what a great point. And you know what they'll say often? They'll say, well, this person wasn't healed because they didn't have enough faith.
Right.
In reality, in the Bible, it didn't matter how much faith people had.
Yeah.
Jesus healed them. I mean, a dead guy is raised from the dead. How much faith does a corpse have?
Right.
So in children who are in children's hospitals all over this country with serious burns and terrible diseases and suffering, why can't a faith healer like Benny Hinn go into one children's hospital one time in his whole life and heal three or four of the kids out of the 100 who are there?
Right.
And they can't do it because he can't do it.
Exactly.
And you can't look at a 7-month-old baby and say, well, he didn't have enough faith.
Or, like, I tell her how we would have brought my grandmother or my sister down there, and then she tells me, well, you have to pay to get on there.
Pay to get on the show?
Yeah, that you have to pay sometimes to get healed.
Well, that
and that's completely...
You know what? When Benny Hinn came to Denver few years ago, he was at the Denver Coliseum, and we here at Bob and Yurt Live, we organized a protest. We went with huge signs, and they said miracles for sale.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the sign said. And then they had a Benny Hinn spokesman on KOA radio.
Oh, really?
And then a Bob and Yurt Live spokesman followed right up, Doug McBurney. And the Benny Hinn spokesman said the night before, a young girl, a blind girl, was healed. And so Doug McBurney, representing Bob and Yurt Live, went on just 1 minute later and said, that's a lie.
Right.
That was simply a lie. And you know what? The city of Denver is guilty, too, because if somebody is doing real estate fraud, and it's so obviously they're a con artist and it's fraud, the city of Denver shouldn't rent out their facilities.
Yeah, and they shouldn't have him, like, doing that. There.
Yeah, because they're implicitly endorsing the event when they rent out the facilities. And these are all obvious scams. They're cons, and they bring shame to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Yes. Emily, how did you get so smart?
I don't know. Uh-huh. I've just been watching your show ever since I was little. So
okay. Hey, Emily, if you have a mom or dad who calls in or gets on the phone after we're done, we'll be happy to send you a copy of the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We could send it on a CD. And then, Emily, think about this. When people pray for their car to get healed, right? Because a lot of Christians, let's say their car doesn't start, they'll even lay hands on the dashboard of their car and pray for the car, for a miracle for the car to get fixed.
Right.
And that's, God doesn't look at that and admire that. God looks at that as though we think of him as a butler or a magician.
Right.
And that he's at our beck and call. But what's interesting is if a car doesn't start, then a Christian will pray for the car to start.
Right.
Then they'll try it again and it starts. And then they say, God did a miracle for me this morning. But if they have a flat tire. Now, Emily, think about this. Think about all the millions of Christians in the world through the last 80 years who have had flat tires. They come out and they look at their car. They're going to go to work and it's a flat tire. How many of those Christians do you think lay their hands on the tire and ask God to fix the tire?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I would guess about zero.
Right.
Virtually no Christian ever has prayed, probably none as in zero.
Right.
But virtually none. Of millions of times Christians have prayed for God to fix their cars, never do they pray to fix a flat tire. And I could tell you why. Do you have a guess why?
Because it's a flat tire. It can't be fixed. It's already been popped.
It's already been popped. But, of course, God has the power to fix a flat tire,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he does. But
he does. So why don't these Christians who believe in miracles, why don't they pray for the flat tire to be fixed? Sometimes they might be on their way to a job interview, and it's so crucial that they get there on time. It might be a really important trip that they're taking in their car. And they might be on their way to catch a plane to visit a long-lost friend, you know?
Right.
But they don't pray for the flat tire. So the question is why, and here's the answer. When people go to start a car, a billion times over in history, a car might not start on the first or second try, but it will start on the third or fourth or fifth try.
Right.
So they know there's some pretty good chance that the car might start. So they pray for it. They ask God to heal their car, fix their car. Then the car starts, and they lie to themselves and say that God did a miracle.
Right, but it's probably just the car getting warmed up.
Right, exactly. So, Emily, what they're doing is weakening their faith. Their faith is getting weaker because it's not based on the Word of God. It's based on some goofy event. But they never pray for the flat tire or a broken windshield or so on. You know why? Because they can see it with their eyes.
Right.
They can see it. When the car won't start, most people don't know why it's not starting. And there's enough of a doubt that they'll go ahead and pray. And then they could claim God did a miracle. But when they see the flat tire, they absolutely know. And I'm talking about Benny Hinn and all of them on down. They know that God is not going to do that miracle and fix that tire.
Right.
They pray for things they can't see. Like things inside the body.
Right,
but things
right.
outside, like somebody without legs, Benny Hinn is not going to pray for the guy without legs.
Because he can see that the guy don't have legs, so it's like this gambling
exactly.
at work.
And Emily, I never knew how they did the televised shows where they got people to stand up in wheelchairs and walk across the stage. I never knew how they did that until I was in an airport in a wheelchair because I got an operation once in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we had to fly back home, and I was at the airport in a wheelchair. And they herded me along with all the other people in wheelchairs. And so then we get to the airplane, and the people who work at the airport, they bring you up to the door of the plane, and then they say, okay, this is as far as we could take you. And the few people in my group, old ladies, old guy, they get out of the wheelchair and they walk to their chair. So what I didn't realize is that many of the people in wheelchairs, there may be a million people in wheelchairs who need the wheelchairs to get around, but
right.
they could walk some. They could walk. They could even run if they were afraid.
Right.
And so they get into the adrenaline of the show, and they want to make it look good.
Right.
So they go ahead, and Benny Hinn comes to him, and he causes half the audience to fall over. You know, he slays them in the spirit. He waves his white jacket at them. They all fall down, shoots them with the Holy Spirit machine gun, whatever he does.
Right.
And so they're all up for being hypnotized, practically. And so somebody in a wheelchair gets up and walks across the stage. And they tell people that that person was healed, and that person is in that wheelchair the next day and the next year and until they die. It's a lie, and it brings disgrace to the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right, Emily.
Okay.
Thank you so much, all right?
You're welcome. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. We'll put you on hold, and if you'd like, you can have one of your parents pick up, and we will send a copy of the show, a CD, to mom or dad. Of course, anybody listening online, you could, if you'd like, you could get this show or any show. Let me say that again. Anybody listening to this on the radio, you could pick up a copy of this show or any show over the internet. Just go to our website, kgov.com, and click on today's date, today's show, and you could listen to it. You could, in fact, download it to your desktop. You could write it on a CD yourself and share it with someone. So, by the way, some of what we just talked about is in a manuscript that I have written. It's our best-selling resource. It's called The Plot. The Plot, an overview of the whole Bible. And chapter 10 of The Plot will blow your mind. It will absolutely blow your mind. We list every single miracle in the Bible. And there are hundreds of miracles in the Bible, about 340. And we list every one. And next to each miracle, we list the response, the reaction of the people who witnessed the miracle and even the people who received the miracle. And what will blow your mind if you read The Plot, chapter 10, what will blow your mind is that overwhelmingly people rejected God. The more he did miracles, the more they hated him. It's the opposite of what we would think. But Jesus said, even if a man is raised from the dead, they will not believe. Why? Because faith comes by hearing the word of God, not by seeing, not by sight, but by hearing the word of God. So, and there's a lot more to it. In fact, we also have that same study available in a Bible study album you could get from us. It's called Details Galore. It's part of the Plot series. Okay, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a number of quick news stories right after this. It's January and a new year. We can help you make some great New Year's resolutions. I'd like to grow more this year in my knowledge of Scripture. I'd like to be more well prepared to talk to others about eternity. I'd like to become more mature as a believer. Would it please you to achieve these goals this year? If so, please consider letting us help you. At Bob and Yurt Live, we've assembled really great teaching resources for you to grow in your Bible knowledge and to grow as a Christian and to develop personally. I'd like to recommend a subscription to one of our monthly resources. If you subscribe during this month of January, as a gift, right away, we'll send you an extra month's fulfillment. If you subscribe to our monthly Bible study albums, we'll send you two albums for the first month to get you on your way. If you subscribe to our monthly sermons, we'll send you 2 months' worth of sermons. If you subscribe to our monthly videos, we'll send you an extra DVD. Either call us or subscribe online. You can call us at 800-8-NYART. That's 800-836-9278. 836-9278. Or go online to kgov.com. That's kgov.com. Just click on the store and then subscriptions. You can be more prepared to influence others for good, including your own family, coworkers, and friends. If you let us help you achieve these goals, you will also be helping us to stay on the air and to continue to reach more people. So again, to subscribe to our study albums, sermons, or BEL videos, please go to our store at kgov.com or call us at 800-836-9278. Welcome back, Bob and Yurt Live. Hey, President Bush has chosen the site for his presidential library at the United Methodist University in Dallas, SMU. It's called Southern Methodist University. It was founded back in 1911, the school, by the United Methodist Church, by what is now called the United Methodist Church. And that's sad because back when Bush first announced he was running for the presidency, we warned people that Hillary Clinton was a United Methodist and George W. Bush was also a United Methodist. And we called the church that he was a member of in Houston and asked them, could you be a homosexual and a member in good standing in their church? And the membership director said yes. Pretty sad. Same thing in Washington, D.C., at the Foundry United Methodist Church, where Bush goes, Hillary goes. It's pretty gross. But anyway, so the United Methodist Church in Dallas will have Bush's presidential library. Fidel Castro press release. Rumors that I am clinging to life have been greatly exaggerated. Well, I don't know what that's about. Hey, Dr. Walt Brown will be on this show all next week, so make sure to tune in starting Monday. Great interviews with Dr. Walt Brown on creation evolution, the global flood. You'll just love it. And for example, the comet that NASA hit and they evaluated what it was made of, turns out it's a major plus for Dr. Walt Brown's theory that comets come from the Earth. From the Earth. In fact, the minerals that are common on Earth are found in comets. That's pretty neat. Okay, what else? We're about out of time. Oh, what a tragedy in Tacoma, Washington. Another school shooting. Another school shooting. This young boy was shot to death in a high school hallway as classes started this morning. And then the police arrested another student wandering in a neighborhood a few miles away. It was 7:30 this morning at Foss High School, south of Seattle. What a devastation. Yet another school shooting. And you know, it's not because of guns, because 100 years ago in Colorado, pretty much all kids had access to guns, but they weren't killing one another. So it's not the guns, it's the amoral teaching in our culture, the godlessness of our public schools and our culture. Hey, if you want to call us, if you're a first-time listener or you've never ordered anything from us, we will give you a free Best of Bob CD. A free Best of Bob CD just for calling, and we'll send that to you, and we'll send you a catalog of our many resources and Bible materials. Our phone number, 800-8-NYART. That's 800-836-9278 in Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great school.